I was just gonna lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy who took a little nap, woke up and didn't know where he was.
Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Tune in to all sorts of live radio shows every Sunday on WGXC 90.7 FM, beginning at 8 a.m., where the Reverend Kim Singletary is live with There's a Bright Side Somewhere from Columbia County, every Sunday at 8 a.m. Then at 9 a.m., Janessa Hope McKay brings you a slap of reality live from the WGXC studio in Hudson in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. She's playing her top music pick and talking about her hot topics of the week until 11 a.m. At 1 p.m., every Sunday, DJ Neva Wartell is live with Music for the Masses from Catskill, with sounds from around the world. At 4 p.m. every Sunday, Carlene Murphy and Azuka Legba are live with the Lile Latan version of the WGXC Afternoon Show until 6 p.m. And every Sunday night, Tony Fallon is live with the Irish Show at 8 p.m. on the radio from Accra on 90.7 WGXC. I'm Tom Rowe in Accra with the WGXC Renewable Weather Report. And the National Weather Service in Albany says the local solar panels won't get much sunshine, the beginning of the week at least. Showers are likely Sunday, with thunderstorms also possible afternoon. Cloudy skies with a high of 75 is the forecast, and there won't be much wind either for local windmills, with just 6 miles per hour in the afternoon. Sunday night, again, there's a 40% chance of rain, mainly before 10 p.m., with cloudy skies and low around 60. Monday, there's an 80% chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. with a high of 73 and a light southeast wind increasing to 8 to 13 miles per hour in the morning. Monday night, showers again are likely. There's a 60% chance of rain. And there's a lot of wind for the windmills, with southwest winds 7 to 17 miles per hour becoming northwest during the evening. Tuesday, there's a 30% chance of showers, mainly between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. Then it becomes mostly sunny with a high of 64 and a low around 44. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered radio for open ears.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Mary Jo Downing of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Hello, everybody. We are Clubhouse Radio on 90.7 FM WGXE, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Today, we're going to be have a special Friday the 13th show, as you can see, by the Michael Jackson thriller, The Spooky Zombies. Come on, Friday the 13th. We're going for that vibe. And today, we are joined with...
Lucas.
Alana.
And we got the littles here. And we're going to have a little spooky show. We're going to be talking about some scary stuff. And stay tuned. But first, we're going to play the Better Weather and Daily News.
Bye-bye.
From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media that Fire Chief Steve Monty said a large brush fire burned for more than 4 hours on May 10th in Stuyvesant. He said, and I quote, "It was a tough fire to fight," end quote. Some brush burned, but the fire mostly consumed piles of cut down trees, wood, and other items. Monty said some of the material that was burned was buried underground. At about 3:30 p.m., Columbia County 911 dispatched the Stuyvesant Fire Company to a location on Ishibush Road after receiving reports of a fire consuming roughly 100 feet of land. When firefighters arrived on the scene, the fire had grown and 7 more fire companies with brush fighting equipment were summoned to the scene. The blaze was located about half a mile off Ichibush Road in the middle of a large field. Fire trucks were able to use one of the dirt roads on the farm to get to the fire, but driving the trucks around the fire scene was more difficult. Firefighters used a pond on the property as a water source. Monty said an excavator, a payloader, and a bulldozer were used to pull apart the piles of trees so firefighters could get more water on them. Smoke from the fire was visible from several miles away. The fire was brought under control after about 4 hours. Monty said more than 1 acre was blackened. There were no reported injuries. Monty said the fire began because the property owner was illegally burning materials and was subsequently ticketed by the State Department of Environmental Conservation. The annual statewide burn ban went into effect on March 16th and is set to expire on May 14th. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. New York Attorney General Letitia James is warning consumers to be on the alert for price gouging of baby formula during the ongoing supply shortage. The lack of formula has dragged on for several weeks after supply chain problems and a recall from a major supplier early in the year. The scarcity has led to some parents driving to multiple stores to find formula. James also warned retailers about boosting the cost of baby formula beyond a reasonable price during the shortage. James said, and I quote, "The national baby formula shortage is terrifying for parents concerned about how to feed their children. The last thing any family needs is to be price gouged on critical nutrition for their little ones, which is why I'm putting profiteers seeking to take advantage of this crisis on notice," end quote. James's staff is urging consumers to report any potential price gouging by filing a complaint at the Attorney General's website. Meanwhile, James urged parents who have extra formula to consider donations to food pantries to help needy families. Read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The town of Woodstock's 9-month moratorium on the creation or approval of new lodging projects has lapsed. An ad hoc committee continues to work on recommendations for zoning updates involving affordable housing and short-term rentals. Officials on May 10th were told draft zoning changes would be submitted by the Town Housing Oversight Task Force during a special May 31st town board meeting, roughly a month after the moratorium expired. Committee member Deborah DeWan said, and I quote, We thought we would be done sooner, but we want to make sure that what we're providing is something of value to everyone, end quote. The task force was established in February and expects to complete a revision of the town's 300-page zoning code along with a summary of the proposed changes. Supervisor Bill McKenna said, and I quote, part of the goal here is to protect our environment but make development easier. We're trying to incentivize development so that we can get more affordable housing, end quote. McKenna noted that state programs exist that can be used to help the town develop reserve funds that can be put toward conservation easements. Under the moratorium, task force members are directed to, and I quote, consider regional needs and development trends, the existing and proposed location and intensity of land development, the historic, cultural, and natural resources of the town, population, demographic and socioeconomic trends, and infrastructure, end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Gray. Have a good day and have a nice week.
Hello and welcome to the Better Weather, broadcasting from under a ladder atop a pile of broken mirror bits on this Friday, May 13th. Early morning temperatures range from 51 degrees in Durham to 60 in Red Hook. A cloudy morning will linger around 70 degrees, then opening skies will provide for a high of 84 at 4 p.m. Overnight, temperatures fall to 65 degrees, then Saturday afternoon, chances for rain and even some thunder enter the area. And they will persist overnight as temperatures fall to 64 degrees. Sunday will be even wetter with more chances for storm activity in the afternoon. A high of 80 is expected. Monday, another stormy afternoon and a high of 77. Pollen levels will be high for today, medium for Saturday, and may drop to low levels on Sunday. Today's tide schedule, and that is for Friday, is high tide at 1:16 a.m., low tide at 7:55 a.m., high tide again at 1:26 p.m., and low tide once again at 8:09 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 59 degrees. Sunset today will be at 7:51 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:33 a.m. Looking way up, we see that at least one of the coronal mass ejections released in a cluster yesterday appeared to be on course to provide a glancing blow to our magnetosphere today. Solar wind speed is currently 349 kilometers per second at 6.4 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible till dark, then fair below 15 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2, quiet. The current sunspot number is 112. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Without the cells all getting down, must stand and face the hounds of hell. And rot inside a corpse's shell. I'm gonna bring it to life. I'm gonna bring it to life.
everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. We are going to be back with our kind of scary, kind of spooky show, Thriller. And we are, of course, joined by...
Lucas and my sister Alana, but she is somewhere right now.
Yeah, we're a little technical difficulties. Not even. We don't even need a call of that.
We got difficulties right
so,
now.
So, on the theme of Friday the 13th and scary stuff, what is your worst fear, if you don't mind me asking?
Clowns. I don't like clowns.
Clowns? Clowns are kind of creepy. I mean, some clowns are homies, though. Do you not disagree with that?
I mean, like, I'm scared of clowns, but I like it. Pennywise looks like a homie.
I don't think Pennywise is a homie. I would have to disagree on that position.
No, like if he wasn't a killer.
If he wasn't a killer, I feel like he'd be the homie. I feel like he'd be kind of down to earth. I mean, what do you think its favorite food is besides, you know, children? We're talking about it. And we are also joined back by...
Alana.
So, I have to ask, what is your worst fear? Because we're talking about some spooky stuff right now.
Clowns.
Clowns? Yeah. Wow, look at that. A double whammy, if you consider that.
I have a question.
Yeah, of course.
This is very, very off topic. But what is your favorite Sonic character? If you have to choose.
That's a tough question. I would say Knuckles.
Okay.
It's between Knuckles and Tails.
Alana, what is your choice?
Tails.
I like Tails.
That's a W. But to be honest, with worst fears, anybody else want to share their worst fear?
What is your worst fear? Come here. What is your worst fear?
Heights.
You know, I would say heights. I kind of outgrew that a bit. I don't know. I would say... I don't know. That's a tough question. What makes you scared is, like... That's some psychology
probably
philosophy
like
behind
falling.
That. Falling? But you know that, like, little falling feeling when you fall asleep? And, like, you wake up and it's like you were just falling?
Bro, last night I was sleeping, and then I felt like I was, like, falling. And then, like, I wake up, and I'm, like, jolted up.
I honestly like when that happens. I feel like it's just a free roller coaster. You know what I mean? Gotta look on the bright side of
it's
things.
It's weird. I just go back to sleep after.
Mood. Well, sleep is very important.
It's like a roller coaster that makes you tired.
A roller coaster that makes you tired.
Like, I have never got, a good sleep once. Because,
You've had, a bunch of weird dreams.
I have a bunch.
Dreams can be scary. We could talk about our nightmares and our scariest
mine's
nightmares.
Mine's very long.
Can I go first?
Sure. Sounds great.
I had a nightmare where, so we were in a grocery store, and I was looking around, and then the butcher, killed my mom. And then we were, thrown out
creepy.
The back door.
And is that the summer? Or is there more?
That's really it.
No, that'd be terrifying. Seeing a loved one die, that's a lot there. That's a lot to unpack. And it's crazy how dreams were just like, oh, wow, my family just died. But I'm just going to wake up into reality and try to ignore that now.
I have, I have so long of a dream. Like, it's actually super long.
What is your nightmares, though? That's what we're asking.
That was a nightmare.
What was your nightmare?
Let's hear it.
You sure you want to listen to it?
Is it that one?
Yep.
With Peppa Pig?
Mm-hmm.
So basically,
I want to tell.
Just summarize it.
So, how can I summarize that? Just like, so basically, you know, I fell asleep and I woke up, I woke up in this, carnival thing. And, you know,
carnivals are kind of creepy. Just the vibe of.
It was an abandoned one. And I walked in there with my friend and Lucas, and we were walking in there, and then I went to go look around, and then they left to go in the main area,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and I saw, like, this big dude that had, like, blood all over him, like, go behind, like, the people who, like, serve you the food and stuff, and turn them around, and, like, you know, like, something that you use, like, you, like, a kind of, like, a key thing? And
yeah, like, you put it, yeah, I got you.
And put it inside the person, and it was so creepy, and then I ran
off. Like, you, like, in a whole, like, a whole person?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's...
Like this.
What was he trying to unlock?
Trying to unlock
the key to their heart.
Yes.
How romantic.
But they died in the process.
Let me play some fitting music.
And it
here.
Wasn't even like fitting. It wasn't even a real person. It was a robot.
A robot. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it was
so like killer robots.
Yeah.
Killer robot man.
And yeah, killer robots.
Blood.
That might actually be my
and
worst
the,
fear.
And the
being
man,
taken over by like technology.
And the man, like, had purple skin, and it was, like, really weird. And
it's the purple guy from Five Nights at Freddy's. That's what I'm saying. No, that's
and then
literally
I ran,
my train of thought.
And then there's, like, this box contraption with a Chucky doll in it. And there's Lucas and Lily. And then there's, like, some other people. Lucas, do you want to name them?
I think we're good on that.
Peppa Pig and Willy Wonka.
Oh, okay. Yep. That's not what I was expecting. I thought it was going to people... Okay.
Yeah.
No.
You know,
Peppa Pig and Willy Wonka would be homies, though.
So like, this one little boy climbs into the contraption and grabs the Chucky doll and then explodes.
And that's when you woke up?
Mm-mm.
No? Oh, okay.
And then the Chucky doll turns evil. And then I run with Willy Wonka into, like, this barn thing. And it was, like, really abandoned, and there's Peppa Pig in it. And and it was, like, a creepy one and, like, trying to kill us. And so we were running around and running away. And then I changed position, and I was in Lucas's body, and they were climbing underneath a roller coaster, like the rails underneath it. And Chucky was following them behind them.
That kind of, okay. Besides the terrifyingness, if you just, like, took out your ability to feel fear, that actually sounds kind of fun. Like, just being on a roller coaster getting chased. Like, let's say if you couldn't feel fear. If you couldn't die and you couldn't feel pain, what was the first thing you would do?
Oh, I would, like...
Immortal and you couldn't even get hurt. Like, indestructible, even.
I would probably, like, jump off an airplane.
No. I would jump off buildings. This sounds really bad out of context. Can I just specify if anybody tuned in on 90.7 FM WGXE broadcasting Acre Catskill Hudson? I am not talking about real life. It's a hypothetical. I swear I don't want to jump off a building.
Another
but moving
one
on.
Of my fears is like dying or somebody I know dying.
Oh.
Yeah, that's normal. I think that's one of the most natural human fears.
I'm always like.
That's
at
like
night, I have to go to the bathroom. Okay,
oh.
And I go to the bathroom, and
ignore that audience. I am so sorry.
And so I'm walking, and then when it's time to leave, I turn off the light and I run to my room.
And what I hear is my TV playing and just go.
Oh, that's creepy. Just
running.
Tapping. That's like, oh, what's that one movie? Paranormal? Is that it? Where they, like, they get trapped in the TV?
I think that's Poltergeist.
Thank you. That movie was scary. The first one was way better than the second one, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. My scary.
I'm always scared because my mom's room, it, like, has, like, a long hallway going into it. And so and she has a curtain in front of it, so I'm scared that somebody will, like, pop around the corner from the door or, like, from my mom's curtain and they'll chase me. So I have to run. My room is, like, in a corner, so I have to jump off the corner into my room, shut the door, and hide under my blanket.
You know when you...
And you know
that reminds me of when you first wake up, and then you just see something in the corner of your eye, and you're like, oh, God, what is that?
I might be, like, kind of like a sociopath. But at night, like, I don't cover my feet at all, and I leave my door open.
No, you're just flexing on the monsters. The monsters are going to,
like,
just
honestly,
see it, and going to be like, oh,
like,
God,
honestly,
what?
Like, when I leave one door, like, open, when I first started it, I got really scared. But I was like,
Come on, what could they really do with my big chunky leg?
Murder like, you. They could pull you under the bed and murder you.
I don't think they got the strength for that. I don't think they got the strength for that. Mm-mm.
Now, imagine this. Have you guys heard of the story Bloody Mary?
Yes.
I used to be very terrified of Bloody Mary as a child. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to narrate a dream into first person. So my brother asked me to grab him a popsicle. And I was going to the fridge, right? And I'm like, yeah, I got you, homie. And then mm-hmm. I hear church bells ring. Here, what? Let me... Yeah, church bells. Like the dun, dun, dun.
Are you sure it's not just like the town like clock?
No. It was church bells. I can play what it sounded like. I think I'll find it at least.
Okay.
Church bells. Oh, there we go. Church bell sound. Let's see if this is accurate quick.
Yeah. That just sounds like the town bell.
I guess so. And then out of the corner of the hall, which is where my pantry is in. Sorry again, listeners. But where my pantry was in, where I get the food. Mm-hmm. I just see on the ground, huge nails bloody extend from the shadows. And I feel my leg get grabbed and then I wake up.
You're done.
That was a dream?
Yeah, that was a dream. I used to have like terrifying nightmares. I was like, if you think about it, nightmares are just horror movies that you make up yourself. Isn't that so poetic?
Nightmares are homemade horror movies.
Exactly. Everything has a positive to it.
I remember this thing. I don't remember what it's called. I think it's called, like, Blue Baby or something.
Oh, I know about Blue Baby.
You, like, turn the, like, light off 3 times or something.
Yeah, I think you have to stand in the mirror and cradle your arms while saying... Baby blue, blue baby.
Oh, yeah, it's baby blue.
And I believe
blue.
It is 10 times, or I don't know. And you will start to feel an unbelievable weight in your arms. And if you don't go, you feel an unbelievable weight in your arms, like there's a baby there. And if you hold on for it too long, you hear a voice that gets louder inside your head. Give me back my baby. Give me back my child. But it's not friendly. It's obviously, it's screaming. It's like, and it gets louder. It starts from just like a little low. Like you're just slowly turning up the volume in your head. And if you don't act like you're flushing it down the toilet, then you will supposedly, obviously, it's a rumor. But, well, you die. Of course.
Okay.
But horror and creepy legends like that are fun to talk about.
They scare me.
Yeah, which one are you most scared by?
I don't know.
That's fair. I was really scared of Bloody Mary as a kid. I would used to be like, see mirrors in the dark, and I'd be like, nah. And every time I had a nightmare, if I looked in a mirror, I would just straight up die. And it was pretty scary. But those are nightmares, of course.
Mm-hmm.
They're meant to be scary. Okay. Little horror movies.
Yep.
So besides that, how's everybody doing?
You know, I'm doing good. I'm just texting a friend real quick.
I'm very scared now.
So. Yes, I'm so good at talking, guys. Ignore that. Besides scary stuff, I do have to ask. If you could be it's not besides scary stuff, but it's turning it around. A little bit of the hunter becomes the hunty. If you could be a horror villain, which one would you choose? Like, what powers of a horror villain?
Oh, I would definitely be to be invisible. Because...
Huh. Which horror villain, though? Which one?
Wait, what?
Not which power, which one?
Which horror villain?
Like from
Chucky.
The movies.
I'll count stuff like Slenderman, of course.
Yo, hurry up.
Jeff the Killer. If you could have the powers of any one, what would it be? I think, Jason is a tank. He just doesn't die. I feel like that'd be useful. But Freddy Krueger just being able to go into somebody's dreams?
Oh, yeah, that's something.
Nah, I think that'd be the one. Freddy Krueger just... is scary, like the fact that if you die in your dream, you die in real life.
Yeah, it's,
thank God.
It's creepy,
and
but
I can
also,
promise you it isn't real.
Dude looks stupid. Dude looks like knockoff Wolverine. With a fedora.
Damn.
I mean, yeah, he's kind. I'm
he
trying
looks
to think
like
of
Deadpool.
He looks like he'd be named Malcolm.
Dude is Deadpool with a fedora.
But imagine having his powers, but you use it for good. Like you go into your friend's head and just chill with them when they're dreaming. Like you could have co-op dreams. Tell me that doesn't sound fun.
Nah, you know what you do?
What?
You go into your mom's head and then you just force her to buy you what you want.
Subliminal messaging through dreams?
Yes.
Like if you do this, you'll get $1 million in the dream. No.
If you buy your son a Rolls Royce, you will get $1 bajillion, but if you don't, you will die the next day.
If you did also have the power of Freddy Krueger, that means you have full control over the dreams, I would say. So I would say that is the best power. At least, subjectively, what I would choose.
But also, he's very scary, and you don't want to scare your friends.
I mean, scaring your friends is kind of fun sometimes.
No.
No?
Not all the time.
Not all the time.
Pranking them is.
Pranking them. One time I was just walking home from the clubhouse, and my friend, I didn't see them. They just screamed my name from a car, and I almost had a heart attack, but that was pretty fun. After, you know, the adrenaline went down, I was like, heh.
What are you crying under the table for?
Bruh. That is a good question.
Why are you getting coins?
So we are gonna be right back after a song and the news update.
Okay,
there's
bye
gonna
bye.
Be more creepy stuff to share.
I don't
but just
like
remember,
creepy.
Stay tuned.
Bye bye.
On 90.7 FM WGXE Broadcasting Inc. We're Catskill Hudson.
That's a lot of words.
And we're gonna be starting off with music. We're gonna be going to the news update. And then after the news update, we're gonna be back with the show.
Bye, bye, bye. I will not miss you. That is a joke. That is a joke. I am kidding, JK.
I will miss you so much, audience.
Morning, get up, do the flip, jump, and jump, never swim in the ocean for fear of sharks. from the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Natasha Von Holdrich reports for Columbia Green Media that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors will continue to live stream their meetings on YouTube. Board of Supervisors Chair Matt Morrell said, and I quote, "We will still live stream it on YouTube so that the public can watch it. But if the public wants to make comments, they have to come to 401 State Street in Hudson," end quote. The board also passed a local law allowing supervisors to participate remotely for full meetings or committees when necessary beginning in June. Morrell said, and I quote, "The way the law is set up, meetings will be in person, and if there is extenuating circumstances, a supervisor can still join virtually. That can be because of illness or because of child care issues and so on," end quote. Hudson, Philmont, Catskill, and many other local towns also provide live web stream of their meetings for constituents. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Joshua Solomon in the Times Union asks when Representative Antonio Delgado will resign and become lieutenant governor. He does not get an answer. Governor Kathy Hochul tapped the current 19th Congressional District Representative as her second-in-command May 3rd, saying she would announce the exact date he would assume the role, and I quote, "in the near future," end quote, adding it would be, and I quote, "sometime this month," end quote. If Delgado resigns now or later in June, it would trigger a special election to fill the seat. But if Delgado resigns between May 25th and June 4th, that special election could be held on the same day as the state's congressional and state Senate primaries, August 23rd. Mark Molinaro, the Republican seeking the congressional seat, said, and I quote, "If there was a plan, say it. We assume their plan is to maximize their political benefit. I think it's in the best interest of all of us to have a special election to fill the seat," end quote. Actually, it would be in the best interest of taxpayers to have the elections on the same day. And the story says unnamed political observers believe Republicans prefer lower turnout, which would happen with a one-race special election. Democrat Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan has hinted he will run to fill Delgado's seat. Delgado is not commenting, nor is his staff, and Hochul's office says they are, and I quote, "working with the lieutenant governor designate's team on the transition," end quote. Further complicating the election to replace Delgado is that no one knows where the district will represent, as the redistricting process is still tied up in court after Democrats' gerrymandered maps were thrown out. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Rebecca C. Lewis reports for City and State about what lawmakers in Albany might pass before the legislature's session ends June 2nd. Since the leaked U.S. Supreme Court draft decision overturning Roe v. Wade became public, state lawmakers have been discussing ways to strengthen New York's laws and fund abortions for women coming from more restrictive states. The Clean Slate Act, which would clear the records of many convicted of crimes when a certain amount of time passes after their release, good cause eviction laws, have already been passed in the cities of Albany and Poughkeepsie, and state lawmakers are considering a state law that would make it harder for landlords to evict tenants. Read more about this story at City and State. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to WGXC Clubhouse Radio. And we are, of course, joined by
Lucas and Alana.
And I'm your host, DJ Cola. And we're going to move away from the scary stuff. There's so many scary things to talk about it, but a little gets stale. So we're going to have a little bit lighthearted banter, and I had no other way to do that besides would you rather. They're just the best way to be silly and get out there. So
one more question before we
start.
Oh,
yeah, of course, of course. Feel free.
If you could be any superhero, who could it be from Marvel?
Hmm. That's a good question. From Marvel, I would say... Thanos isn't a hero. I almost just said Thanos. Huge brain moment. That's a good question. What, do you have an answer to it?
We're on the radio.
Hello. I don't really know who I'd be.
That's a... Well, what... I would say most practical power. What's the most practical power out of everybody? Probably, like, Thor. Can't you, like, kind of fly with the hammer?
Because,
wait, if you have the powers of Thor, you get to pick up the hammer. Yeah. Plus, you kind of get kind of immortality.
No, you can't pick up the hammer. You still have the powers, but you can't pick it up because
you're not worthy. Yeah. But,
You gotta be worthy to pick up the hammer.
Very good point. What fictional characters do you think could pick up the hammer?
Captain America.
You're not wrong. From, like, different universes, do you think, like, Batman obviously couldn't he?
Superman?
Spider-Man probably could.
Spider-Man.
I feel like Spider-Man has good intentions, but he's not mature enough to. I think that has a bit of a factor, personally.
But also he has strength, so.
Perry the Platypus could.
Definitely.
He's just a chill little platypus stopping crime. I really feel like he could.
Would Mr. Incredible be able to? Because he's super strong, but I don't know if he's worthy.
I don't know. I wouldn't say he's worthy. He is super strong. I know that the hammer can kind of lift it up just for a second. Or did I just say the hammer? I just meant to say the Hulk, not the hammer. The Hulk can lift it up just for a second.
He can lift it up because of his strength.
Yeah, and then it just
definitely not worthy.
And falls. No, he's not worthy. I feel like
Spider-Man would be worthy.
I feel like Spider-Man would be
worthy. He's a child, and he is.
So it's like pure of heart.
Crime.
Yeah, I feel like once he grows up a little bit, like maybe in his 40s or something, I feel like he will be able to pick it up if he matures well.
I don't think Spider-Man will still be Spider-Man in his 40s.
I mean,
think he'll stop in like mid 20s.
You don't think like the spider venom in his DNA would make it so he ages slower? That's a good question.
No.
No.
Yeah,
there's
no
evidence to support that.
Day.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. So, I really like that question. What powers would you have from a Marvel character?
You know something?
The Hulk would be good, but I don't think I could control it.
It's weird because you think of Peter Parker being like a teen, so Spider-Man is basically a teen. But then in Spider-Man 1, like Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 1, he was like graduating high school.
Mm-hmm.
He was like 17. But then the second movie was like 2 years later, so he's like almost 20.
Yeah.
That's weird.
He looks kind of the same, and I know it's actors, so obviously. But I mean, like,
Who is the best Spider-Man, though? That's the real question.
Who do you think could wield Thor's hammer? That's still on my mind for some reason. I'm trying to think. Who's worthy? What would you consider worthy? Noble. That's kind of a loaded question, though. What would you consider worthy?
I don't know.
Me either.
You'd obviously got to be good. What power of a villain would you have?
Definitely Doc Ock's tentacles.
I would say Thanos.
A
Marvel villain? Thanos. Do you get the gauntlet from it? From his powers? Probably not. He's still like a giant and like mutant and stuff.
Yeah.
So that'd be cool, but nah. I feel like Doc Ock's powers would be cool.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. Who do you think has the best superhero costume ever?
The best costume? I'm a big fan of Spider-Man's. I'm gonna be honest. Batman's too edgy. He's like, I'm so sad. I'm gonna save the city.
Dude is like a middle school emo.
How much you wanna bet this man, only eats the same thing for dinner every day?
Dude probably eats mashed potatoes with nothing on them. Just plain mashed potatoes.
Alfred, bring me my mashed potatoes. That's my headcanon now. That's a brilliant
headcanon.
Dude
would eat, like, I mean, Cheerios for dinner every day.
Alfred, bring me my Cheerios.
Oh, that's great. I can just imagine that. So, which superhero do you think has done the most good?
I don't know.
I would say...
Oh! What was that?
Hello? You good, homie?
You fun to talk?
I'm good.
I couldn't agree more. So, I have another question.
What's
this your... question is different. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
What's that?
Who's that?
That's a great question. And the answer is Mount Eddie Lovely, the song. I know that was a bad transition, guys, but we're going with it. And we're going to move on to a song, and we'll be right back after it.
Didn't we just have a break?
For the news, yeah. We're going for a song, though.
Okay.
Yeah. So, without further ado, we will be right back.
Tell them what song it is, though. I don't think they caught it.
Yeah, of course, of course. We are going to play Radiohead Creep. Thank you for that. Uh-oh, we still got the lo-fi music. The lo-fi relaxing. Yeah.
Get rid of it.
And now it's gone.
Special, I wish I was special, but I'm
Hello, everybody. You are back on WGXC 90.7 FM broadcasting Catskill, Acre, Hudson. And we are, of course, joined by our lovely guests,
Alana
and Lucas. But he's just grabbing something. No worries. We're all vibing. And we're just going to keep on rolling with the Would You Rather questions. Have a nice, relaxing show. So, would you rather be 10 feet tall or 2 feet tall?
10.
I feel like that would make life really inconvenient. But couldn't fit in most houses.
Yeah, but you didn't want to be 2 feet tall because you couldn't reach anything.
That's true. Plus, if you ever got in a fight and you're 2 feet tall, it's going to be very hard. It's going to be a very uphill battle, no pun intended.
Yeah, you're going to be thrown like a baby. You're going to be stomped on.
Okay, another...
You're going to be killed. You're going to be stabbed. You're going to be burnt.
Thank you. You're welcome. Anyways, amen.
Yeah. He needs some milk. And you can't even cry for help.
Would you rather be in a zombie apocalypse or a robot apocalypse?
Definitely robots.
Robots?
No, zombies only because robots, like, what if they have, like, a mode that they have, like, laser eyes or something?
Yeah, but also,
and
like,
zombies are slow.
Zombies are easier to kill, but also you could get infected. I would rather die than get infected.
Bro.
That's a good point. I wouldn't want to hurt anybody.
You're basically dead.
Yeah, and you're hurting other people, too, without realizing
brain
it.
Dead. You're brain dead. You're a brain dead
Sorry
murderer.
For laughing at that. I feel like a robot one would be a lot harder to survive, though. Because they, like, robots got guns. Zombies got their hands. I could throw hands with a zombie.
It's very hard for them to die. You could probably chop their head off and they could still move.
Yeah, but you're not going to be able to chop a robot's head off. It will just shoot you.
Yeah, it would just shoot you and you would be dead.
Also,
that'd be a big
like,
go.
And a knife can't go straight through them.
No, but we have the powers of the superheroes from before, obviously.
Oh, clearly.
Clearly. Of course.
I don't even know who I picked.
I don't either.
I'll pick Spider-Man right now. I would just shoot them and then.
I've had dreams where I've had Spider-Man's powers before. I don't even watch that much Spider-Man. I've had his powers in my dreams a lot of times.
You're lucky.
I saw Spider-Man No Way Home twice.
Huh. I mean, I've heard it was a really good movie. I don't watch
it.
I've cried.
It is a very good movie, but it is very sad at the end.
Yeah. I remember watching the trailers up for it and seeing Tony Stark and him saying, "Wherever I look." And that's, like, the part that hit me the most. But, of course, I've only
Can
seen
I
it.
Can I tell you what happens?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know if...
Wait, hold on 1 second. Spoiler alert for anybody watching for Spider-Man. Which one was it?
No Way Home.
No Way Home, I thought so. All right. 1, 2, 3. We're good. Spoil it.
Okay. So, all the Spider-Man men come into the movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Through and the good.
They have a very epic battle with all the villains, and they try to cure them, and it works, and then they are sent back to their universe, and it is really sad at the end because he has to put, like, a curse on him to
make everyone forget who he is. So, like, there's a bunch of, like, people who know Peter Parker. And they're coming into the universe, so he has to forget who he was.
Huh. That is sad.